Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Tuesday, January 25th, and we are here to try to help you make the next best decision in your financial life. It doesn't have to be the best. You don't have to go back and correct everything that happened in the past. What's next for you? We are focused on the future, and that is why we encourage you to ask us your questions. No scolding, no judgments. I mean, judgments not of you, but sometimes of other people. Mark, was I too hard yesterday when I was the heat miser on our caller Skip's advisor? Really? You thought I came? I have this reaction when I hear that people have gotten advice that's, it's not like the worst advice in the world. It's just not the best advice. You know the difference, right? Like there are times you get advice about something and you say, oh, it's not going to hurt you. It's not what I would have liked. That's fine. I don't know. It just kind of bums me out sometimes because I feel like in a business of sort of financial professionals in general, what bums me out is that like I just cannot bear the idea that there are some folks out there who can't quite see that they are so self-interested that they're not giving the best advice, you know? So that's what I got bummed out. Anyway, if you missed that episode, go listen to it because today we're starting brand new. It's a fresh day, Mark. I'm in a much better mood today, even though we're recording it on the exact same day. Let's move on, darn it. If you've got a financial question, go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact button, we'll get your note. Today, we're talking to John. John is on the line from Florida, and John was complaining to us that it was too cold. It was like 60. And so, you know, after Mark and I have been contending with wind chills of minus something or other, we don't have a lot of compassion, John. So welcome to the program and enjoy 60 because 80 is just around the corner, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, actually we have another cold front coming up in the next couple of days. So maybe
do people get grouchy there when it's 60?
I think people get happy. I've seen people like wearing their like winter jackets and their boots and things like that. So I think people see it as a treat.
That's great. All right. What brings you to our airwaves today? What can we do for you, sir?
Yeah. So I've been listening for a while and I just kind of have some questions about a new position that my wife has been offered. Mm-hmm. So it's with the local county government. And they have two choices for retirement. So the first choice, and it's sort of their standard choice, is to go with a pension mm-hmm. with the Florida retirement system. And the second choice is to have a 401k that has a 11% contribution. So like both of those sound pretty good to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like normally the pension sounds like a something that's very difficult to get and something that you want, but 11% also sounds really good. So I'm kind of
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, normally I love the whole pension because I love the guarantee and the employer is on the hook. However, I presume that this pension has some rules about how long you have to be there, right? Give me the outline of what the pension is as you understand it.
Yeah. So as I understand, you have to be there for at least 8 years to be vested for every year before like normal retirement age, which I think they consider to be 62, if you take it earlier than that, you take a percentage cut of like, I think it's 5% for every mm-hmm. year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the amount you get is based on a formula, you know, on your whatever you earn. And I think it's like 1.6% times the amount of years times whatever you earn.
So. Okay. So pretty standard. But the big thing is you've got to get to 8 years as number one. And then the next big hurdle is you got to stay in that system long enough for it to make sense, right? So, you know, it's usually going to be, once you get to that eight, it's probably another 12 years before you start getting like the good juicy part of this, right?
Yeah.
Has your wife ever worked in a county position or in a municipal position before?
No, she's actually kind of new to the workforce. She's only been working professionally for about a year.
How old is she?
She's 31.
And how old are you?
I'm 33.
What do you do? Are you employed?
Yeah, yeah. I'm an engineer.
How much do you make?
I make about 108.
108?
Yeah.
You guys have kids?
We have 1 2-year-old.
So she's been at home doing the kid thing, and you've been living okay on the 108,000 for the family?
Yeah, we do well. So for the past year she's been working, it's gotten a lot better, even though she doesn't make a lot because she's kind of a social worker. But, you know, like that little like 40 grand a year definitely helps.
Yeah, I bet. This job, what would the pay be?
So it's $21 an hour, which I think is around 42K a year.
Do you think, I mean, you know your wife. Do you think she's the type who could stick with one place for a while? Because there is a great argument for staying in the system. But on the other hand, look, she's got this job. She can still make money. If she's the type of person who likes to move around a little bit, then I would be inclined to do the 401k because I don't want her to feel trapped in a place. Like she's just going to start this job. Like, oh, I hate this place. I don't want to do this. Right. And the 401k, you could roll over to whatever the next job is. Right. So there's an amount of flexibility that is afforded with choosing the 401k option. But I bet if we were to run the numbers, okay, and we were to say, what happens for John and his wife if she stays at that job for 20 years, which would be better? I bet it's going to be the pension, not the 401k. So you have to kind of tell me what you think, a little bit like what's your wife like? For example, like she's a social worker. Maybe she would like to actually open her own practice someday. So tell me a little bit more about her. Like what do you think is like her career trajectory?
I think she has maybe ambitions of going to law school eventually.
Whoa.
If she were to take the pension option, we wouldn't want to have that sort of to consider like losing that.
Yes.
I mean, that's one thing. And uh-huh. I mean, she's been working for a year and she's already found a new job. So, you know, she doesn't have a good track record.
Wait a minute. Don't say don't have a good track record. Let's use different words. Let's say, you know, she likes change.
Yeah, yeah. And also, like, they don't pay her very well. So hopefully in the future, if she found something that could pay what
right.
I
right. I mean, but so here's the other thing. I don't know what kind of social work she does, but, you know, sometimes people like to stay in a municipal system, right? So you might say like, oh, I've got a county job. It's this. But actually, if I were to go work in a school system, I would be able to use that pension also and go to the next thing. But I think generally speaking, when I'm given these choices, as I said, usually the pension mathematically is the better option. But I think because she's early in her career, she doesn't know whether she's really going to stick around. It's not going to be huge money, especially right this second. I think I'm leaning towards a 401k. What do you have for retirement for your $108,000 earnings? Do you have a 401k?
Yeah, yeah. I have a 401k that I contribute 6%, which is up to the employer match. And right now, the balance is about 80K.
Great.
And it's one of those like target date funds.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And do you do anything besides the 6% contribution in terms of your own retirement? Do you do a Roth?
No, I don't. I was kind of hoping to start, you know, contributing to those, mm-hmm. Making those accounts and contributing to them. my plan is to, once my kid grows out of daycare, sort of redirect that money to retirement.
That daycare.
Yeah.
Damn it. It is so how much do you pay for daycare in Florida?
We actually just got the the yearly tax document that they send out. And last year it was about $14,500.
All right. So, but right now on the 108 plus your wife's 40, you're living okay, right? You're doing fine, right?
Yeah.
And so now I want to know a little bit more, some other stuff about your financial life. For example, do you guys have an emergency reserve fund?
Yeah, we have about $25,000.
Great.
It was just maybe like 5 months.
Okay, good. How about debt? Any debt from school or anything that's floating around out there?
I have student loans, and I have about $6,000 left.
Oh,
Not that much. I'm kind of waiting to see if Uncle Joe comes through. But if not, it's fine. I'll pay it off.
It's totally doable. Are you on the pause right now at 0%?
Yeah, I am. And I haven't been paying because, I pay a lot of attention to politics and, maybe.
And also, like you said, it's $6,000, so you could knock that off once. Yeah, right. Okay. What about your wife? Any debt there?
No, we paid for school all out of pocket when she was going. So
okay. Where do you live? You have a house? You have an apartment? You renting? What are you doing?
Yeah. So we bought a house 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually got kind of lucky because it's a new house. When we went into contract with the builder, they priced it with the 2019 price. And by the time they finished building it, the equity went way up.
This is great. I love that.
Yeah. So we bought it for like $400. Our neighbor just sold his, he sold theirs for $550.
So, wow.
So we have like $100,000+ in equity.
That's great. That's great. Good for you. Okay. So that's a lucky happenstance. And the mortgage that's outstanding, what's the mortgage on it?
About $375.
Okay. And it's fixed rate?
Yeah.
Okay. Generally speaking, your basic outline of what you guys need to do is get through the daycare stuff. You've got the emergency reserve. You can pay off the debt. Even if Uncle Joe doesn't come through, I don't want you to honestly, what is 6%, 5%? What's the note on that debt?
It's multiple loans and they all have different rates. I think the highest one is 4.5.
Mark, can I just tell him to pay this off and not hope for the buy Uncle Joe to come through? I wouldn't pay 4.5% for that. But anyway, if it happens, it happens. Okay. But you got to pay that thing off. So you pay that off, right? You could just pay that off from the cash and then replenish your cash to get to your 25 or 30 grand. Mm-hmm. And then when daycare's done, then you are going to put that contribution level up to as much as you can swallow. And when I mean as much, it's probably, given that that's $14,000 of daycare, right, the expenses, I think that you could go from 6% contribution, you'd probably be able to go basically to 20%, you'll be able to put in the $20,500 into the plan.
Okay. Yeah. Just top it off.
And inside of the plan, you're in the target date fund. Do you have any index funds available to you in that plan?
Honestly, I don't know.
All right. Do me a favor. Send us a screenshot of the choices you have for your retirement plan.
Okay.
We'll help you out. We could just pick a few index funds for you. And then that's it. That's all you're going to do. I think she should pick the 401k. Mark, are you okay with the 401k for his wife? I'm leaning 401k right now. That's what I think you should do.
Okay. Yeah. I was kind of thinking the same thing.
And then she has some flexibility. It's fine. Do you have any estate planning documents in place? You got wills? You have a power of attorney? You have a healthcare proxy?
I don't.
No.
So what do I do? I just don't even know where to start.
Okay. This is an organization that has sponsored the show, but it's go to policygenius.com. Okay. They've sponsored our show. And the woman who's the CEO has been on the show, but I have nothing in the bag for them. It's just that they actually have a module that will allow you to do estate planning. Okay. And the reason why it's probably perfect for you is because you have a very simple life. And so you can go through and all the different pieces of this, it will sort of walk you through the different aspects of what you need to think about. You need three documents. One is a will. One is a power of attorney, which basically just says, hey, if something happens to me, like honestly, if you got hit by a bus tomorrow and you were in the middle of trying to open up a 529 account for your kid or something, that like your wife could sign this document on your behalf. And then a healthcare proxy, it's the same assignment, but it's for healthcare decisions. So a will, a power of attorney, and a healthcare proxy. That's what you need. And I would start with Policy Genius because it's easy. They'll walk you through it and it's cheap. That's what I think. That's what I think you should try to do.
Okay. I will definitely do that.
If you have any questions about your estate planning, your retirement planning, your getting your family started planning, all that stuff, new jobs, pension versus 401k, we'd love for you to give us a holler. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the contact button, and just let us know what's going on, and you can tell us whether you want to come on the air or not. While you're there, sign up for our free weekly newsletter and check out all the cool content that is on that brand new website. We thank you so much for listening and remind you to please do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace. We are so delighted you tune into us daily, and we thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.